September 68, I'm going to oppose it and tell them you are too, and AF of LCIO is, and this administration, because we're two horses, we're going to pull a wagon, and if this is the agreement, then I'll go with it, provided you all notify your friends in the House and Senate. But I don't want to get burnt. A burnt child dreads the fire, and I don't want to get out here and tackle a teacher and turn around and see all the other little boys have gone over the hill and going the other direction. Now, if this is satisfactory, George Meany told me it was.
Yes, Mr. President, that the reason why I'm calling you now, because I'm having a board meeting before I retire, I wanted to know what to tell the board, what statement to make publicly. Because I don't like the business where the newspaper do steaming. We are against the president is against us. They may disagree on certain issues, but we are with the president.
Well, I don't disagree with you. I've been your friend since 1938. I'm going to be long as you live. And the reason I agreed to this February was because they said that $1.60, moving it up 7 months, would help some. And I told George Meany, okay, count me in. I'll stretch the council that much. It's about an 8% increase. And they say that they don't want to go over 3.2. But if I can stretch for poor people that are not making but $60 a week. And I got that much stretch in me, and I'll take the blame myself.
You always said it, Mr. President. You always had that stretch.
Well, you just get your people.
And I'm glad we'll get everything. We'll do everything. From now on, we'll go in to Washington with all our people, and we'll fight on that.
All right, you just go tell Evelyn and all the group to start out with Powell and go down every labor member and say, this is what we want. $1.40 in February 67, $1.60 in February 68. Now, the reason we have to do that is because we have to make compromises, and it gives them a bookkeeping year, and everybody can keep their books through December. And that's why we want to move it up to February 68, and the president agrees to it, and we agree to it, and we're all together.
The only next thing, Mr. President, is I hope that this will be enacted soon enough that the industry will know their problems and they'll make the adjustments necessary to put it into effect at the proper time.
Well, I'm ready to go as soon as you all notify the House and Senate and you get George Meany to tell me that they have finished doing it. Then I will have that committee meet next Tuesday. Now, they got all this week and until Tuesday of next week.
Well, I'm going to see Judge Meany in New York tonight. I'll talk to him on that.
All right. Now, they're about 15 to 20 members of the Senate, about 25 of the House.
That's right.
And just tell him I want every damn one of them to talk to and send me a copy of what they say.
Okay, but Mr. President.
Now, you tell old Alex that there's no use just because you all support a Republican why you all ought to be ashamed. You ought to come down here and visit with me, and I love you. You can't do anything wrong, as far as I'm concerned.
Mr. President, out of consideration for you, I didn't want to bother you because I know you have enough headaches and enough problems of your own.
Well, you've been my oldest friend in labor, so you come down here, and you know I love you, and I'm sorry you retired, but I'll be for you as long as you live.
And I am very glad that I had a chance to talk to you this few words. You don't know I'm a happier man now.
Thank you, David.
Take care of yourself and good luck, Mr. President.
You get that job done on those two committees, you make Evelyn do it.
We will.
All right.
Remember me to the Lady Bird, please.
Now you let me know as soon as it's done, because I want to make my announcement, but I want to wait till you touch all those bases.
George Meany and Andy B. Miller will let you know.
Okay. All right.
Take
goodbye.
Care, Mr. President.
Goodbye.
Bye, good luck.
Bye.